From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a moment, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, he brings the final portion of a message entitled The Public Reward of Private Prayer, the third in a series of studies on the matter of prayer. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, the Lord Jesus said, Pray to thy Father which seeth in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Although there is certainly a place for public prayer, such as in the family altar or in the church prayer meeting, the heart of a life with God is to be found in the secret place, in fervent seeking after communion with Christ. As Dr. Cairns will point out, it is according to the quality of our secret place of prayer that God will bless our lives and efforts for Him. It is truly said that the man who has no ministry in prayer has no ministry anywhere. Dr. Cairns will return to the message shortly, but first, he draws attention to the simple explanation of the gospel as found in his booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet designed for those who are serious about learning how to be saved and how to grow in the Christian life.
I suppose it goes almost without saying that gifts are free to those who receive them, but gifts are seldom free. In fact, as most parents have found out when it comes around Christmas time, they can be very, very expensive. The greatest gift of all that the world has ever heard about is the gift of God, eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That gift of God, eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, is absolutely free to those who receive it. You don't work for this gift, you don't pay for this gift, you don't labor for it, you don't merit it, you don't get yourself to a place where it is congruous for God to give you this gift. You're a sinner, you're wretched, you're undone, you're unclean, just like all the rest of us. And God's salvation, eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, comes as an absolutely free gift. You get it, you obtain it by receiving it. You receive it by faith alone. Taking God at His word, He offers it, you receive it, and you have it forever. Now, remember what I said at the top. Gifts are free to the recipient, but they're not free to the donor. And in this case, this gift cost God everything. The Bible calls His gift the unspeakable gift. It's beyond description. And certainly the cost of it is beyond description. It cost God everything. In order to provide this gift, He sent His only begotten Son from heaven to earth. The eternal Son of God became man. He entered into this world by a virgin birth. He lived as a real man in this world under all the powers of opposition, of suffering, of affliction. He was in a state of what theologians call misery, humiliation. And He did this paying the price to give us a free gift. That payment reached its culmination when He got to the cross. And there in the outpouring of His precious blood, He offered Himself a sacrifice unto God without blemish and without spot to save us from our sin. Now, it cost Him everything to provide us with the free gift of God, eternal life. And so to those who receive Him in repentance and faith, He gives eternal life. The Bible says, as many as received Him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. How do you know you received Christ? You constantly believe on his name. The great question is not, are you a Presbyterian or a Baptist or a Lutheran or a Methodist or whatever? The great question is, have you personally received Christ? Oh, make sure you've received him. We are here to help you to Christ if we can, certainly to point you Christward. My little booklet, A New Beginning, will do just that, and I invite you to contact us and ask for your copy today.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you have tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the program format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then we give you our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we'd be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs at freeprees.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's relatively easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Please don't forget the word radio. That's ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you and that you'll join us on our website this week.
Look at your life and look at your home life and look at your family life. Look at your family altar. Look at what it is in the light of this one proposition. God rewards us according to our private praying. Then stop and ask, Lord, what may I honestly and biblically expect from God? But there is one final thing to add. That is that God will soon reward publicly what He now sees and rewards privately. He will reward thee openly. I have to say something that's of a technical nature here. If you've got some of marginal reading in your Bible, some so-called textual scholar has written in that the word openly does not belong in the text. Every modern version, practically, that I know of, cuts it out, and some of these scholarly nincompoops have the audacity just to come and say, it's a blunder, it doesn't belong there. Let me tell you that the vast, vast, vast majority of every copy, of all the copies of the New Testament, have it there. It is Jesus' word. He rewards you openly. Openly. This is what Paul meant when he says he rewards you exceeding abundantly. You've heard me say in this pulpit, and I saw shock on some people's faces, and I saw some others, and they thought that it was a wee bit of ministerial hypocrisy, assumed humility. And it was none of those things. I'll say it again. I have the strong belief that when we stand before God, people like me, preachers, pastors, evangelists, people who have been before the crowd, will in most cases rank very low when it comes to the open reward. The Lord doesn't say, I have my eye on the pulpit. Sure he does. But what he's saying is, I have my eye on the secret place. We are not papists. It's not only some priest or pastor who can pray. We as Protestants believe in the priesthood of all believers, and we believe that every Christian can go right to the throne of God without any intermediary other than Jesus Christ himself. And since you can go right to God and God sees you when you pray, he sees that lonely closet. He understands the sighing of the heart that's crying to him. And he says, I will reward you openly. Some people get the foolish idea, if I'm not a preacher, I'm not an elder, I'm not a deacon, it doesn't really matter what I do. It doesn't matter whether I'm in church or whether I don't go to church. It doesn't matter whether I'm in prayer meeting or I'm not in prayer meeting. It doesn't matter whether I spend time in prayer or whether I have a family altar. It doesn't matter, for I'm a nobody. And of course, that is just the devil's lie and can easily become an excuse for sin. If you're God's child, he says, I see the secret place, your heart and its attitude to prayer, and I richly reward you. I reward you openly. Can I say this as I close? God is going to reward openly what he sees in the secret place of prayer. God is going publicly to reward what he now rewards privately, but God is equally going to condemn publicly what he now condemns in private. In other words, we all have a closet life. We either have the closet life of spiritual praying, or we have the closet life of hypocrisy. One or the other. But we all have a hidden life. The big question, what kind is yours? What kind of a life do you have that's hidden from the view of all but God? Is it the hidden life of prayer, getting alone with God, that honestly yearns for his face? Or is the hidden life of a hypocritical lifestyle? It's one or the other. Don't fail to remark the contrast between verse 5 and 6. There are some people who now enjoy public acclaim with private condemnation from God. And they're going to have public condemnation from the throne of God. There are others who are privately commended by God and the world doesn't think anything of them. Do you think you'll get any congressional medal for being a mother or a father who takes time to pray and lead your little ones in prayer? No, there'll not be a government in this country or any other Western country that I know that would give you any acclaim for that. But God will. God will. Here are the two possibilities. I know where I want to stand. I trust that God will give you the grace to stand there too. Enter into your closet. Determine before God, the only kind of closet life I'm going to have is the closet life of living day by day in the secret place. Despite my weakness, despite my inabilities, despite my huge limitations in prayer, God sees my heart. That's where I want to be. That's what I want to do. And I leave it with him to answer superabundantly above all that I ask. or thick. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Our gracious Father in heaven, Thou dost see to the deepest recesses of our soul. Thou, God, seest me. There is not a thing hidden from Thine eye. But Lord, we thank Thee Thou dost know us better than we know ourselves. There are Christians, and Lord, we feel it again and again. As we come to pray, we desire to be much better than we are, and we lament that we're not further along in development. We confess, O God, to Thee how weak and wayward we are. We confess that at times we'd be so discouraged and disgusted with ourselves that we would give up. And yet Thou hast told us the Lord knoweth our frame, and He remembers that we are dust. We thank Thee, our God, that Thou hast love for the people of God, that Thou dost understand their weakness, and Thou dost understand even their physical weariness. And yet, Lord, Thou hast promised to give them strength to pray. Lord, help us to be overcomers in the secret place. Give us, we pray, precious time with God every day. O Lord, we're not interested in merely praying against the clock. We want to spend the time that Thou dost give us with Thee, to get alone with God, to be refreshed in body and in mind. O Lord, we want to be conformed to Christ. Enrich our lives as Thou dost hear our prayer. Enrich our homes. Enrich our families. Enrich the work and witness of the church. O Lord, we pray, save us from the religion of the hypocrite. Save us, we pray, from ever being satisfied with the shallow praise of men. O God, we pray that Thou wilt enable us to set aside what men would think or say and be faithful unto Thee. Stamp eternity upon our hearts. Lord, Thou dost see every soul here, those who are ready to live and ready to die, and those who are not. Those, O God, who have the praise of men and nothing more. God, have mercy. God, have mercy. And grant that Thou wilt do a work of transforming grace and power through the merits of our dear Redeemer to bring souls to receive Him. Our heads are bowed in prayer, and in just one moment this meeting will be over. I hope today that if you're a Christian, just where you sit, you'll ask the Lord, give me grace day by day to get alone with God. Give me grace day by day to get to the secret place. Lord, teach me to pray. Second, if you're a parent, or a husband, is it not time to say, Lord, our family needs its secret place? You've made me head of a home. I need to lead that home in prayer. Give us a secret place, a family altar. And if today you've lost out with God, you came to God's house this morning cold in heart, backslidden in spirit, then get back to where you left the Lord. You'll find it's the place of prayer. And if it should be that you're not saved at all, there's someone here without Christ. How do you meet Christ? You meet Him in the place of prayer. Call upon Me, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.